Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with two guests this morning who I'm delighted to have here with me. Leah Mason, who is the Financial Literacy and Communication Specialist at Baranoff Island Housing Authority, as well as Cliff Richter, the Executive Director for BHA. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Brooke.
Great to have you both here. I'm going to turn your microphones down so you can adjust them if you want to, and feel free to move them about a little bit, and then I'll pop them back up. Great. Well, we are here to talk about, as maybe people can guess by your titles, the Sitka Tribal Housing Needs Assessment. So that's kind of a mouthful. I want to turn to you, Leah, and just start with, what is that?
So tribal housing needs assessment is something that housing authorities generally need to do every 3 to 5 years to make sure that they know what they're talking about when they apply for a grant from places like the Housing and Urban Development Department, HUD, as it's affectionately known. And so one of the reasons we're doing that is because we need to keep up with the data. I think we're seeing a lot of information generally in the community that the housing situation is a little mysterious and problematic. So our situation, even though we are on top of our particular housing cohort and needs, it's time to update them. Mm-hmm. And part of that is also about figuring out how to provide the best housing we can over the next 20 years or so, because that's, you know, housing, if it's good start to have it go for at least 20 years and serve the people it needs in that time. And this is part of a bigger project. The survey that we're doing at the moment is going to also be a part of a research project, which is going to talk about, you know, the general situation for housing and also how our targeted group of tenants compare at the national level. So it'll look at census data and okay. about housing data generally in Sitka.
So this is a data gathering survey. I guess that's maybe a little bit obvious when you do an assessment, but it affects funding. So your application for grants and funding, but also for planning. We were chatting just before we came on the air, you're kind of coming to the end of a strategic planning session and going to be starting a new one. So you're looking forward to that. I don't know if who wants to answer that question, Cliff, maybe.
I'll take this one. Yeah. Thanks. Good morning. That's correct. You know, we have projects in the works, a multifamily housing project coming up and single family housing subdivision development after that. We want to make sure we're on the right track with that. And then we're also looking beyond to future projects. And so it's critical that we get relevant data from BHA's constituents and to figure out what the housing need is, you know, how many we're talking about, what do people need, what are they looking for, and work from there. And then like you mentioned first, in addition to that, it's a really relevant and valuable bit of data or report to include in a grant application that increases our chances of getting funded.
Okay, great. So this is actually really a huge opportunity for listeners that are tribal citizens here in Sitka or Sitka Tribe of Alaska citizens living elsewhere, or tribal citizens that live in Sitka, whether they're from another tribe, to have an impact on what housing will look like here in Sitka. I'm wondering, Leah, if I could turn to you and if you could talk a little bit more about, I kind of rattled off quickly there who the survey is for, but you could maybe clarify.
Okay. So as a tribally designated housing entity, I think I have that right. THDTDHE.
You nailed it.
I did it. Okay. There's a lot of acronyms. Don't get us started. So one of the BHA serves multiple communities. We have as our primary target officially recognized tribal citizens. Our priority is the local tribal group, and that is the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. But we serve tribal citizens of any officially recognized group, Alaska Natives across anybody who is living in Sitka and who is a member of a federally recognized tribe is able to apply for our housing, which has Native preference. But we are doing this in collaboration with the STA. And the STA, people may not know this, serves its citizens regardless of whether they live in Sitka or not. So we have a really big population of tribal citizens who aren't in Sitka. And the word on the ground is that many of them would like to be here. So it's a really important for us to know how many would like to be here, when they might turn up, and what they would like, what they need if they are able to overcome the many challenges of housing in Sitka.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that leads directly to my next question, which is just to give listeners a taste of what they could expect on this survey, and how long it might take them to complete it, and yeah, what kinds of questions are you going to be asking?
So we ask a broad range of questions because what we're interested in is, as I said, providing the best housing we can. And this will inform how people get into the housing, but also what the housing looks like. So we're going to ask them about their experience of finding housing in Sitka, the challenges that they may have experienced, what kind of housing they're living in currently, and what the qualities of that housing is. So does it have structural issues? How often have they had to move in Sitka over the last 5 years to find affordable housing? And so we're also going to be asking them what the needs they see in their community are. So are there particular things that they would appreciate as part of their family? Are there things that they know they wouldn't to be able to take advantage of, but that other people in their community would like or appreciate? And then there, you know, one of the last questions is are there forms of housing that you think Sitka really doesn't need any more of? And so there's stuff that's about them, there's stuff that's about their community. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of demographic information because we need to know about how much we need to be targeting. You know, it doesn't make any sense for us to build something that the people we are working for will not be able to afford. And that's very hard to do at the moment in Alaska. So we need some very particular details about the context that people will be looking for housing in.
Okay.
We're asking about special circumstances, too. So, for example, trying to get a sense of are families interested in multi-generational housing? And is that a concept that they like, but they're not actually interested in, or is it something realistic that families would like to pursue, where there's parents and children and grandparents all in the same home? And if that's the case, should we plan and design differently in our projects moving forward? That's an example of something we might be looking for in the survey.
Okay, great. So let's see. It's a survey that's for people that are, Sitka Tribe of Alaska citizens, even if they're not in Sitka, can be taking this survey. So I imagine this survey is done online. Tell us a little bit about how the survey can be done, where can people access it, and then if any folks have trouble getting online, what are some other options for them?
Yes, so the majority of survey work these days is being done online, and that's got its own problems. We're attempting to help people get around that by providing assistance at BHA. But also at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services. There are people who can help those without internet connections or without the technical skills which are required to do something online, or the equipment. These all come up as challenges. The online survey is available at a web address, but also there are a QR code which are available on flyers that we've put out on our website. The survey can only be done with assistance through BHA or STA because the survey is household and only one per household is required. So if somebody needs help, they are definitely welcome to come and find me at 245 Cat Leanne Street during business hours, which for us is 8 to 4:30. Or through STA Social Services. Plinkett and Hyder also has a community navigator who is also one of our board members, and she can also assist STA, Plinkett and Hyder, other federally recognized tribal citizens to navigate this internet territory.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
and if someone's listening right now and would like to jump on and take the survey, I think the easiest way to get there would be to go to our website.
Where there is a link from the front page.
Our website is bihasitka.org. It's as simple as that. You could Google it or type it in as a URL, and you'll go straight to our website, and you just need to scroll down a little bit to find...
link to the survey.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, that is great. And then there's also one more opportunity this week, I think, where people can come out. Elders with Coffee, when and where is that?
So Elders with Coffee has been something that's been running at the A and B Hall, but this one is the first that will be happening at Centennial Hall. So happening on Thursday, and I think the festivities are beginning at 11.
Okay. So come out for coffee, and then maybe if you want a hand doing this survey as well, there'll be someone there to help.
We can help with that.
Well, let's see. We should mention that the survey is due by November 21st, so the day is coming up soon. So people should get on this now if they haven't yet. And if they have any questions, they can go to bihasitka.org. Should we also give a phone number out? Not to put you on the spot, but we can say that over the air if you'd like.
Sure. They can phone and talk to Leah on 907-747-5088.
Perfect. Well, Leah Mason is the Financial Literacy and Communications Specialist at Baranoff Island Housing Authority, and Cliff Richter is the Executive Director for Baranoff Island Housing Authority. Thank you both for being here this morning.
We didn't share the most important part, and that is that we have an incentive for anyone who takes the survey, if I have time to share.
Please do.
They're going to be entered into a drawing for a $1,000 credit toward Alaska Airlines travel.
That's
incentive. First prize, $250 gift cards essentially to grocery stores in Sitka, and then other prizes for those participating from out of town. But first and foremost, $1,000 Alaska Airlines travel, so you can't be eligible for that if you don't take the survey.
Take the survey. Great. Thank you for getting that in.
Yes, at bihasitka.org.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.